today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, Salamu alaikum, welcome. This is another episode of today's special, and we're speaking about moderation in Islam.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you. Until I took the first step, and that's when you opened the doors for me.
Today, Tuesday, 17th of Rabiul Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Aban, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of November, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. It's a good time to listen to one verse of one of the chapters of the Holy Quran for today's chapter, Al-Isra, verse 110.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Qul id'u Allah aw id'u ar-Rahman. Ayyamma tad'u falahu al-asma'ul husna. ولا تجهر بصلاتك ولا تخافت بها وابتغ بين ذلك سبيلا.
Say, call upon Allah or call upon the Most Merciful, whichever name you call, to Him belong the best names. And do not recite too loudly in your prayer or too quietly, but seek between that an intermediate way.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The noble verse implies neither recite it with a loud voice nor in a state of worshipping it, in which case your lips might be moving and no voice heard. Incidentally, we have it in the Shia and Sunni quotations that the Lord has got 99 names, and whoever calls Him by one of them will succeed and will be saved. However, we must know that when speaking of numerating of these names, it does not mean that we utter them so as to enter the paradise or become the one whose prayers are accepted. On the contrary, they are intended for us to be inculcated with the values attached to them and implementing of those values relating to the names. The significance of moderation in Islam. Our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, taught us to devote our time to both our religious practices as well as our worldly affairs and responsibilities. Islam lies in between the extremes of those who fully reject the world and those who completely immerse themselves in worldly pleasures and material possessions. We can find many examples of how Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, exemplified moderation in other areas of his life, including his diet. The Prophet said, "A human being feels no worse vessel than his stomach. It is sufficient for a human being to eat a few mouthfuls to keep his spine straight. But if he must fill it, then one third for food, one third for drink, and one third for air."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today in this show, we are trying to talk about the significance of moderation in Islam. Extremism is not only about overburdening or overdoing things. It also refers to the other extreme opposite, which is ignoring and abandoning the commandments of Islam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such as praying or fasting in Ramadan. With all the different examples of extremism mentioned in this show, we can conclude that some forms of extremism are more severe than others, making it detrimental to the individual and even to society. This shows us that there are different levels and degrees of extremism which often require different approaches to tackle them. So how can we develop a sort of moderation in our religious practices and avoid extremism? The idea of being moderate in every aspect of our life is the idea that we can try to strive towards. Not only does it lead to a balanced life for individuals, but it also allows society to thrive peacefully. This is in contrast to extremism, which tends to cause harm to oneself and others.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Let's look at the ways to help us live consistently and constantly by moderation. Yes, the topic of this episode is moderation. Managing time is the key for success. If you manage your time correctly, you can do everything you want. You first have to set your list of priorities, starting with the most important, then the less important. You should make the best use of every second in your life. On your way to work or on your way back home, you can turn good deeds into acts of worship. For example, you can read the Quran, remember God, seek His forgiveness while you are on the bus or the train. We have a good example in the life of Prophet. Aisha was once said, "What did the Prophet used to do in his house?" She replied, "He used to keep himself busy serving his family, and when it was time for prayer, he would go out for it." The Prophet used to help his wives with the housework. This is a worldly affair. However, when the time of prayer came, he left everything and went to the mosque to offer the prayer. Allahu, Allahu, Allahu. About moderation, that is a virtue. We can say being moderate in our day-to-day affairs is very important in order to live a peaceful life. The religion of Islam promotes and encourages moderation in all aspects of life. Many religious experts are of the opinion that moderation is a center point between two extremes. Thus, being moderate helps a person to live a balanced and purposeful life. Furthermore, it is a positive and admirable trait to be within reasonable limits. Also, moderation refers to an admirable character that falls between two opposite ideologies. The true concept of moderation is to live in peaceful and spread mercy and compassion, irrespective of the differences within a society. The principle of moderation can be interpreted in a variety of ways. It defines how a Muslim interacts with his fellow Muslims as well as non-Muslims.
Islam, at the same time that it calls us to pray, to fast, and to work for the akhirah, but at the same time, the hadith says, لا رهبانية في الإسلام. In Islam, there's no such thing as fasting all year long and praying all night long and not getting married and not having children and living as monks in the mountains or in caves. The life of celibacy. There's no such thing in Islam. Islam says, worship Allah Azza wa Jal, but at the same time, live your life. Live your life. Get married, have children, work for them, provide for them. Let them live a nice life. In another hadith, النظافة من الإيمان, cleanliness is from faith. Because in some religions, they believe that not to shower, not to wash, not to change their clothing, to say the same clothes, that is what God wants. Because to shower and to wash, that is worldly. You're attaching yourself to dunya. To change your clothing, to wear new clothing or clean clothes, that's worldly. That's an attachment to dunya. So it's better not to wash, not to change clothes, not to wash your clothing and remain dirty. Islam says, no, النَّظَافَةُ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. When you wash, when you're clean, that is part of faith. Your faith draws you to be clean. To be clean outwardly and inwardly. Physically clean and spiritually clean. النَّظَافَةُ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. There is no contradiction between being clean physically, your clothing, your body, and to be faithful and to be righteous. They go hand in hand. They're very compatible. There's no contradiction whatsoever. When it comes to being attacked, this is where Islam is in the middle ground. This ummah is the moderate ummah. It's the moderate nation. Islam says, do not attack others. Do not harm others. Don't go around killing. Don't go around harming. Don't go around stealing. Don't harm others. Don't extend your hand to harm others. But at the same time, if someone hits you, then you hit him back. You retaliate. You seek vengeance. And you seek revenge, but according to that crime. If you were attacked, you attack similarly to receive your right.
That was all for this episode of today's special. Thank you for joining us and have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
مح-
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي